Yeah. Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare First of all, offer my Dhanava Pranam, my Gurudev, Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa, Ashtu Gurudev, Sri Sima, Bhakti Dhananda Narayan Maharaj, and to all the Dhamma Vrijavasis, and to all the Vaishnavas. I beg their mercy to be able to say a few words on this auspicious occasion. I feel completely unqualified to say anything in such an exalted assembly, so many learned personalities. But I've been requested to speak something, so I'll try to say a few words. I had the great fortune to participate in Gurudev's first trip to the West last summer. And it became obvious to me and to all the devotees that participated in that trip that something very special was taking place. We may have had some idea previous to our Gurudev leaving to what his trip was about. And maybe we thought that he was going to visit some of his disciples in the West who had encouraged him to do so. But as we saw from one day to the next how the trip was unfolding, it became very obvious that Krishna and Srimati Radhika were directing his movement. And we had to actually change our conception of what his trip meant. And it became strikingly obvious that it was not just some small thing, but rather it was the arrangement of our Guru Parampara, beginning from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and all of their followers, Krishna Thakurdi Thakur, Narottam Thakur, coming down to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada, and Param Gurudev, Bhakti Pragyan Vishwa, Goswami Maharaj, and also Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada. So it was by their order and direction that he came to the West. And he came in order to give that same, the same message for which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. And why he was directed to do so, because the way had already been paved previously by Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, but there was some threat that his hard labor would go to waste by persons who were not strictly following his intention. So for this reason he was sent specifically, so that this work would not go to waste, and so that the real essential thing which Mahaprabhu came to give could be preserved, and so that devotees all over the world could be re-inspired and given the opportunity to receive this thing and to aspire for it in their lives. So we should understand what a great risk is involved in such an undertaking. At such an advanced age, he is going with great difficulty in order to give this message. And externally, so much opposition is there. So much criticism even is there of persons who are not understanding. And actually we can see this symptom in all of the great acharyas. At the time of Vishnu Thakurdi Thakur, he underwent so much opposition, even to the extent that his life was endangered. Similarly, during the preaching of Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada, he underwent so much opposition by persons who misunderstand. So much risk is involved, and this risk The willingness to take such risks is a symptom of great love. So it may be questioned how it is that such an intimate thing can be given as the mood of love which is possessed by the residents of Vrindavan. And among all the residents of Vrindavan, in particular, the gopis, our Gurudev is inspired by Srimati Radhika to speak on this topic. And actually this is following in the mood of our Guru Parampara. At the very beginning of his extraordinary book, Vyad Bhagavatamrita, Sanatana Goswami, in his Kika, he has also brought up the same doubt in the very first slok in which he is offering pranam to his Ishtadev Sri Krishna. He says there that Krishna's madhurima, vidurda madhurima bhi, kopi kaishora gandhi. This glory of Krishna is like an ocean. And Krishna, he is situated in the loka, above, Vaikuntha. So how can his glory be known? He raises this question. How can I disclose these topics? How shall I be qualified to disclose these topics? So that is answered. He says, Jaiti Nidapadabhya, Prema Dana Vatirno, Vividama Duri Mahdi, Kopi Kaisha Varagandhi, Gata Parama Dashamda, Yavji Tesan Yarupa, anyway, he says, Jaiti Nidapadabhya, Prema Dana Vatirano, that the Lord, He has appeared to give this prema dan, to give this prema for His own lotus feet, and specifically by His appearance as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Yadi Chaitanya Rupa. This prema has been made available to all the people of the world. Anubhavapadavastam, prema gopishu nityam. It has become to experience the opportunity to experience this frame has been made available even to the most fallen person by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So therefore, he concludes that although this is such a confidential thing, this prema gopishu nityam, this frame that is present within the gopis, yet he concludes that he is fit to disclose it, he is fit to write about it by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has appeared to distribute it to the world. So similarly, our Gurudev, he is following in this line. And by the mercy of understanding the inner mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and our acharyas, he is feeling compelled